Tomorrow, we'll all have an opportunity to buy a dinosaur. And not just any old dino, a 90% complete fossilized skeleton of a tyrannosaur. Tyrannosaurus rex is believed to be the largest carnivore that ever walked the earth, and the one being sold at auction tomorrow at Sotheby's in New York is one of the most complete and best-preserved examples of the creature ever found. The skeleton is informally known as Sue, after Susan Hendrickson, the freelance fossil hunter who found it. Controversy and litigation have already swirled around custody of Sue. The principal beneficiary from the sale tomorrow will be the man on whose South Dakota land the bones were found. David Redden, who is executive vice president of Sotheby's and who will sell Sue, joins us by telephone. Mr. Redden, there is also considerable controversy about the very fact that this important artifact is going to be sold to the highest bidder. Are you taking some flack for handling the sale?
Well, I believe that we are doing just the right thing. I'm very sympathetic with some of the arguments that I hear, but I'm also, of course, very conscious of the fact that this was owned and is owned by a Native American. It was found on his land. It's held in trust for him by the United States of America. He obviously was not going to keep this dinosaur. He doesn't have the capacity or the space or the scholarly interest to keep this dinosaur. It has to move on to a new owner. And my belief is that by holding a public auction, we have allowed the institutions of this country and indeed of the world, but particularly this country, an opportunity to buy it and to look after it properly in a way that would not have happened if there had been some sort of secretive private sale.
How do you display such a thing? It's really, it's enormous, isn't it?
It is enormous. It arrived at Sotheby's in 130 crates and boxes. We've taken over our main sales room here, which is a large space, and we've laid out the large bones on a foam mattress that's 8 inches thick, and the small bones have been put in jewelry cases and various upright cases. There are about 400 pieces altogether, and so it forms an extraordinary jigsaw puzzle. It's not mounted, but it's been an extraordinary opportunity to show a dinosaur, shall we say, in a state of some undress, not entirely cleaned, not entirely articulated and mounted.
But you just sort of arranged it vaguely in order.
We put it in chronological order. The skull itself is partially cleaned and extremely visible and creates a tremendous impact. It's a wonderful, vast piece of group of bones, all held together in a sort of rocky matrix, with a great wide grin, with filled with long, serrated teeth.
About 5 feet long, the skull, I believe?
Over 5 feet long, the skull, yes. I mean, this is the largest Tyrannosaurus rex that's ever been recovered. It's an enormous specimen.
Could you talk for just a minute about why scholars are so interested in this skeleton? One of the things that's interesting about it is its injuries.
It's absolutely fascinating. This dinosaur lived a long, colorful, vibrant, and certainly violent life. And the scars of that life are all over her bones. There's a gouge on her cheek, which probably could only have come from another Tyrannosaurus rex. There's a broken leg bone, which leads to all sorts of extraordinary speculation because it was repaired in its own lifetime. There's lots of new bone growth, so it has it repaired itself, was able to walk again. But for a while, it would not have been able to walk, or possibly would not have been able to walk, which meant perhaps, according to some paleontologists, and that there was social behavior among Tyrannosaurus rex. So there was a mate that fed it in the meantime. And in fact, Nature magazine published an article recently saying she probably had gout too. she had a rich and varied life.
Well, the big question, of course, is how much?
Well, it's a question that's very hard to answer properly. We put an estimate of $1 million plus, and that was a very general estimate to give the world some idea of value, at least. I certainly think that that's a very safe and fair value. I think it's probably going to do better than that, but where, I don't know.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
David Redden is the executive vice president of Sotheby's. He will be the auctioneer tomorrow when Sotheby's sells a Tyrannosaurus rex.